You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So the ShopRite Group is continuing to innovate in its life. They don't seem to be slowing down at all in terms of their service delivery efforts. They've come up with a new solution that basically is aimed at assisting businesses to purchase from their cash and carry business, and much like the convenience that you and I as consumers experience from ordering on Checkers 6060, they will deliver to the businesses that then sell the products and order in bulk. I'm joined on the line by Mark Cotton, who's the head of business-to-business e-commerce at the ShopRite Group, to take a look at this. Good evening, Mark. Thanks so much for taking the time. So, convenience is one thing, but to now be able to deliver the inventory that businesses then sell, this is a game changer.
Evening, Jimmy. Thanks. It's very good to be with you this evening. Yes, we're very excited about this new offering. Effectively, what we're trying to do is allow spaza owners to simply make it easier for them to order stock from a wide range of items at discounted prices to then have it conveniently delivered so that they can spend more time with their customers and more time making their businesses more profitable. So that's what our real objective is in this particular space.
How does the service exactly work, Mark? How do businesses get involved? How do they sign up? Is it a service they can use in line with the credit lines that they might have with the cash and carry business? Or is it just purely a delivery kind of situation? How does it all work?
No, I mean, the focus is very much on omni-channel. So customers can go online to shopritecashandcarry.co.za. They can register for themselves and they can select items and pay for them and check out. And they can either come and collect it from our stores or we will deliver it to their premises. Equally, and especially for this particular customer segment, relationships are important. And so we find a lot of these particular customers have relationships with our stores, and they can contact our in-store sales associates who will also help them to sign up and place their orders. And in terms of how they can go about paying for it, the same services that they would expect to receive or payment methods that they would expect to use in store, they can also use online.
So, Mark, the idea behind this is, of course, to streamline things for businesses that might not have access to your products the idea is to make it easier for businesses who might not necessarily have the resources to come and collect the products on an ongoing basis. And this obviously brings down their costs at the end of the day, improving their engagement with you as the cash and carry and the ShopRite Group and the business in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these small businesses face a number of hurdles, from the cost, as you rightly mentioned, for them to drive around sourcing product, making sure it's in stock, getting it at a good price. Equally, they struggle to store large volumes of product. There's a security risk to that. And as always, managing your cash flow is really critical for them. So this service really looks to help them overcome a lot of those barriers by easily being able to access stock, understanding exactly what their pricing is, getting it delivered on a regular basis so they don't have to hold as much inventory as they otherwise would do, and not burn a lot of money driving around, because as we know, fuel is costly.
I suppose the added benefit there, of course, for the ShopRite Group is that anyone that sits outside the ShopRite Group that doesn't engage with cash and carry might not have access to this kind of service, and therefore the business, it makes business sense for you to then have cash and carry as your supplier in part. What if I don't have cash and carry as a supplier? Can I then sign up for this kind of service and then move or migrate my supply over and start purchasing from the ShopRite Group?
So this particular offering is focused around the cash and carry brand, because that is our wholesale brand that is looking to address the business customer specifically. And we do have 24 stores across the country. So most large urban metropolitan areas will have access to ShopRite Cash and Carry. And we're also using the e-commerce and the information that we gather about where the interest is originating from to look to see where we should position new stores in the future. So if it's not a service that's within your area, we'll certainly, hopefully it'll be coming to you soon.
Mark, is this going to be a costly service to take advantage of as a business owner? Because while I am looking to save on the transport costs, I'm hoping that this online e-commerce kind of platform isn't going to come at a higher delivery fee and all of those other charges. Is there a cost component there that I need to worry about as a business?
No, so what we are offering is that we will deliver for free, and just to bear in mind that this is for bulk orders, but we will deliver for free within a 50-kilometer radius of one of our stores. So we are absolutely looking to make it as accessible a service as possible for our customers.
I want to take a look at the rollout of this. You touched on the fact that there'll be obviously other stores added on and other areas of the country that you look to reach. ShopRite, and I've had this conversation with Peter Engelbrecht, the CEO, at length, that you guys have an amazing logistics and distribution network. Is that something that would lend itself to saying perhaps we might go with offering a wholesale ordering service beyond just cash and carry in future and say we've got depots or distribution centers here, here and here, and we can integrate that? Is it something that allows you as a business to be able to integrate depending on the client's needs?
Yes, I think that that's certainly something that we would consider in the future. Right now, all 24 stores are enabled, so the coverage is quite extensive currently. But absolutely, we're always looking for innovative ways to how we can get our products to the customer in the most efficient manner possible.
Mark, how do we deal with the minimum orders? Is there a minimum order amount in terms of the amount of inventory? You mentioned that obviously this is a bulk or a service aimed at bulk purchases. Is there a minimum order amount that needs to be put through? And do I need to be a registered vendor of sorts? Do I need to be a registered shop that you guys can validate? Or is it just, how do I prove that I'm a wholesaler and qualify for that wholesale service?
Yeah, so right now you can register online as an individual, you can actually transact as an individual in your own capacity, or you can register a business. So we're not excluding anybody from the service at the moment. And we'll certainly look in the future and consider whether we need to place any limits around the order process.
Certainly an innovative way to move forward. ShopRite never ceases to amaze us. They've come up with this new solution aimed at helping businesses order their inventory more efficiently and at a much cheaper rate. Thanks so much for those insights, Mark. That's Mark Cotton, head of B2B and e-commerce at the ShopRite Group.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.